Welcome to the Ditch the Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Alana Rosso. I'm a graphic designer turned career and success coach who knew I could do better, but kept falling short of where I wanted to go. But after years of exploring personal and career development, business, money mindset, and energy work, I'm here to tell you that yes, you can move from stuck and defeated to empowered and confident. Ready to dive in? Awesome. Together, let's ditch the struggle. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Ditch the Struggle. I'm Alana, and today we are going to talk about OPGs, other people's goals. Now, this topic came to mind when I was remembering a coaching call I did about 4 years ago, because I was doing a whole bunch of coaching calls at the time to graduate from my coaching program. And we had to do a certain amount for free. They were 30 minutes each, not very long. We had to take some notes, kind of make sure that we were hitting the marks that we needed to. And so what I was doing was calling upon a lot of friends of friends, to be like, hey, I have to do these calls. I'm going to do these calls. And one woman that I got set up with was, I think, a friend of a friend and a data analyst for a large insurance company. Now, I don't really know what data analysts do. I'm assuming they analyze data, but it is definitely out of my wheelhouse in terms of skills. But in this case, it didn't matter. And sometimes it honestly does not matter if I know what the person does for a living, because this was not a conversation about how do I become the best data analyst possible. This was a conversation about her feeling stuck, not getting promoted at work, and feeling very, very frustrated. Okay. She wasn't getting to where she wanted to go. And what she was noticing was that everyone around her were getting promotions. They were kind of on the fast track. They were just getting to where they wanted to go, and she was not. And in the conversation, I could tell that she was upset. She was a little bit angry. She didn't know why things were not happening for her, because she was clearly good at her job. She was highly qualified. She was getting good reviews. So in the conversation, it popped into my head to ask her, whose goal is it to get promoted? And with that, there was a little bit of radio silence. And then intuitively, I was like, listen, have you heard about the term, this idea of an OPG? And I like to make suggestions or ideas pop, like come up with ideas in coaching calls. But if it doesn't resonate, we just toss it to the side. You know, we just let it go. In this case, I had a pretty strong intuitive hit that this was going to land, and it did. And she had not heard this idea or this concept. And when we dug into it, absolutely part of her career path was because she was following other people's goals. She didn't actually want a lot of the things in her career. She was on a path that was only partially set by herself. She was doing things and achieving goals that really were not hers. And this can send us out of alignment really quickly. So one of the observations that I've seen is that when there are people who are just like hitting their goals, hitting the mark, getting the promotions, going to where they want to go, those people are generally in alignment. They're not just driven. They're not just good at their job. Yes, all of that is true, but there's something about their goal that feels right to them, that is right to them, and they genuinely want it. It's a lot harder to hit a goal if we don't actually want it. But here is the thing. We convince ourselves that we want certain goals, even if we actually don't want them. As humans, we take on other people's beliefs, we take on other people's opinions, thoughts. We're inundated all the time with different people's ideas on everything. Very few of us take the time to question whether, you know, these thoughts are our own, our opinions are our own. And some of us do not question whether our goals are ours or still ours. We think that, you know, we should still want the things we wanted when we were 20 or 15 or 30, whatever the age is, but we change. So when I talk about other people's goals, sometimes the other person is us, but from the past. So there's the version of you that is 25, just graduated from school, who wants certain things, and you're sticking to those goals because you wanted them back then and haven't actually questioned whether you still want them. Or you've invested 10 years into building something or going for a goal, and you just assume that you should still keep going with pursuing that goal. So the OPG, the other person's goal, can be based on literally another person. It's often family, parents, like your best friend, someone in your life that you're close to who has a strong opinion and has been telling you since you were a kid that you should be doing this or go for this or do it this way and do this, do this, do this. And then sometimes it is the older version of yourself that once wanted something but no longer wants it. And I remember doing an Instagram post about this, and it was the idea that it can be really hard when we no longer want what we wanted. Okay, we used to want something, we had that goal, that vision, and then for whatever reason, we no longer want it. And it can be devastating, it can be sad, there's grieving, and then we become lost. Well, okay, I don't want this, so now what do I want? I was clinging on to this, and I thought I wanted to go to law school, and now I don't. Like, what happens now? It can be really, really difficult to let go of things that we thought we wanted. And in the last few years, I think we've all seen a shift with what a lot of people want, especially in their career. There's been a push to having work-life balance. And I'm not talking about the bullshit work-life balance that some companies talk about because they give you free yoga passes or free yoga, online yoga classes or something. Like that real need to build a life outside of work. There is such a movement towards that. And that is because, you know, priorities have changed. And so if your priorities are changing, you will have new goals and you need to honor that. We need to adjust accordingly. It's imperative that we revisit and look at our goals all the time. So I'm going to give you some kind of tips and a few questions to ask yourself about your goals. Just get conscious of it. And that's so much of what Ditching the Struggle is all about, is getting conscious of how we're doing things, how we're operating, questioning it, stepping back and like deciding, you know what, maybe I'm actually going to try and do things differently. So let's look at a few tips here when you are thinking about your goals. So number one, I would say, is start by doing a goal audit. Write down all the goals that you're going for right now. And they can be small. They can be everything from how much you're working out to how much you're posting on social media to whether you're going for that law degree or going back to school. And then really ask yourself, are these goals relevant? Am I excited about them? Do they support my mental, emotional, physical, and/or financial goals? Like, what are these goals actually supporting? What other goals are they supporting? Right? Because there's a big picture of our life. So go through everything you're kind of got on your to-do list and your wanting to achieve list and do a little bit of an audit and just check in with them to see if they're making sense. Number two is, I would say, ask yourself, how do I feel when I look at these goals? What emotions come up? Sometimes having a mixture of excitement and fear at the same time is a great indication of a goal because it means you are challenging yourself, but you are very excited about it. You do want to achieve it. There's like something driving you towards it. That can be a great indication. But if you're looking at some of these goals and you feel very flat, very meh, very like whatever, that neutrality can be a sign that maybe it's time to let it go. You know, ultimately, it's your decision as to whether you want to keep going with something. But check in to see, how do I feel when I look at these goals? And then number three is a question you can ask yourself. When I achieve this goal, so pick one of your goals. When I achieve this goal, then I will feel dot, 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 and fill in the blank. And then look at what you will actually feel. Will you actually feel something amazing, or will you just feel like you made your mom and dad happy, or you checked something off your list? Now, I love to check things off my list, but that's not often a great reason to keep going with a goal, especially if it requires a lot of time, energy, or money. So you, for example, you could say, when I achieve this law degree, then I will feel. And we're often chasing a certain feeling when we accomplish a goal, right? When I finish this race, this marathon, I will feel dot, 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 a tremendous sense of accomplishment. I will feel confident, all the things. You're chasing that feeling. So check in to make sure that you actually want the feeling that it will give you and that that feeling is also relevant. Like, do you actually want to feel that? Or again, are you just doing this because you think you should? We really have to ditch all the shoulds. Trying to accomplish something just because we feel we should is going to get us off track and out of alignment. And then number four, ask yourself another question. What would happen if I let this goal go? Is there a sense of relief? Is there a moment of like, okay, I can breathe now. This feels really good to let it go. Or do you tense up and feel really, or feel sad or upset because you still really want that thing? It may be hard and you haven't achieved it yet, but there's a part of you that still wants it. So what will happen if you actually let it go? And quitting, for anyone who's a completist, is really hard. I'm not great at quitting. I've gotten better at it, you know, kind of letting things go. But sometimes it's really important to let things go when it's not your goal to begin with. So check in to see what you would feel if you let that goal go. And you want to make sure you're not just giving up on the goal, that you feel, well, I'm never going to achieve it. I'm just not going to go for it. You want to see if there's an emotional connection to achieving the goal. And if there is a really big sense of relief, like, oh my gosh, if I didn't have to do this thing, if I actually didn't have to finish law school, I would feel footloose and fancy free and I would move on, then that's something to look at. And that can be hard because, again, if you don't have a goal or you let a goal go, then we often have to create a new one. And you're like, I've just ditched all these goals. I got to make new ones. That's feeling scary. And you're like, okay, I don't want this because my mom wanted it. My dad wanted it. It's not actually mine. But then what do I want? And that's really a meaty topic to dive into. You have to give yourself permission to now go for different goals and to want new things and not cling to the past of what you thought you wanted. It's okay to not want what you thought you wanted. So ask yourself, like, what do I want to do? What do I want to create? What do I want to be? I talk about this in episode number 11. It's a very short episode about kind of following your desire. Not really diving actually into the why, but just like if you have a desire to do something, then that's sometimes enough of an indication to go for it because it lights you up, it excites you. There's something about the way you feel. And you'll notice in a lot of what I'm saying in today's episode is about feeling. Now that is in part because that is one of the ways that I do personally process information. And I feel like it's led me to make a lot of really good decisions in my life, how I feel. But I also think it's because most people at the end of the day will check in with their feelings. Even when I talk to the most logical people who are scientists, left brain, they do everything with like, they'd start with a pro-con list. Most people, I'd say like 90% of people I chat with, check in with their gut at the end and they check in with how they feel, even once they've kind of got all the data. So like that data analyst will do all the data and she probably can rock the data. But at the end of the day, most people I see are checking in to see with how they feel. And our emotions can be giving us some really good indication and how we feel about something, that excitement, that's joy. You ultimately want to have positive emotions and feelings associated with a goal that you're going for. It's not to say that along the way and setting them, there's going to be those painful pieces and have to do things that we don't want to do in order to achieve them. But the end result, the place where you want to get to, should be yours and yours alone. So I want you to think about the OPG next time you're setting a goal and check in. Is this goal mine or does it belong to someone else? That goal, again, should be yours or in collaboration with those who also want the same thing. So if you're working with your partner, you want to both be on the same page. So choose your goals wisely and also choose who you allow to let into your goal setting process, because how you're achieving your goal, the process of it, who you're surrounded by is going to dramatically affect the experience, that journey of getting to the goal. So you want the process to be as much in alignment as possible, and then the actual goal to be in alignment with what you truly want, with what you truly desire, not what your parents want, your friends, your family, the person on TV, the social media expert, me. Don't listen to me. Only listen to yourself. Listen to what you actually want to do, what you want to achieve, who you want to be, and follow that path. Take care, guys. Thank you for joining me today on Ditch the Struggle. You showing up here means so, so much to me. To dig deeper into the topics discussed today and to learn about my work, visit alanaroso.com. And don't forget to download your free resources while you're there. And if this episode resonated with you, please share with others who also want to ditch the struggle. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating and a review, and let me know what you'd like to see more of on this podcast. And before I go, I want to leave you with my three favorite ways to ditch the struggle. Be your own best advocate, take baby steps for the win, and forget about a linear career path. It's overrated and you are doing just fine. See you next time.